If you haven't been to Shakespeare in the Park in Portage before, this weekend may be your last chance. The city of Portage is cutting funding for its entire summer entertainment series, which includes concerts, movie nights, and the all-volunteer Shakespeare troupe.
Oh, for my beads I cross thee for a sinner. We are in the fairyland, oh, spite of spites.
Brad Poor will direct this year's performance. He says if Shakespeare in the Park can't find new funding, it will be a loss to the community and to the volunteers who truly love what they do.
We have actors that are in this show that this is the only, because of their work schedules, this is the only kind of theater that they can participate in over the course of the year, because for whatever reason during the school year it's, you know, just not viable. While there are Shakespeare shows being done by most of the local theaters in town, this particular slot and in an outdoor environment such as this, it's pretty unique here in the area. So it remains to be seen. This space where we're performing it here is going to be open for rental only, and the only reason that we've been able to afford to put this up is because we haven't been paying rental fees because the city of Portage has been supporting it.
But instead of doing a tragedy to reflect the mood, the troupe is going with a more lighthearted approach with The Comedy of Errors. It's one of Shakespeare's earliest plays and his shortest. It's a slapstick comedy about two sets of identical twin boys. One pair is poor, the other rich.
The richer family buys the two poorer twins to be playmates and eventually servants to the older two. And then, because of a shipwreck at sea, the twins are separated, where the one of the rich twins and one of the poor twins end up on one side of the Mediterranean, and the other two end up on the other side of the Mediterranean, and neither know each other exist.
In honor of what could be the last performance, the cast will wear costumes from all seven seasons of Shakespeare in the Park. Costumer Lou Irwin says it's a way to look back on all the work they've done.
I've mixed Henry VIII, I've mixed Romeo and Juliet, I've mixed Merry Wives. Everything is going to be in this show from the different shows. One of the shows, it was set in 1969 San Francisco. So our two Dromios with their red t-shirts, that's from that show. Another show was 1905 Mexico City. So how am I going to put that into that? Well, one of the gentlemen has a lace ruffle cuff and stuff like that. Well, under his tunic, it all goes. So it fits.
To play up this classic comedy, director Brad Poor decided to add Looney Tunes like sound effects.
And my name is Dromio.
And Three Stooges physicality.
Do you hear, minion? Yo, let us in! Here, come help!
Heather Cairdwin plays Adriana, the wife of one of the rich twins.
Should be a pretty good fun time, I think, watching the different emotions and watching a lot of the farcical beatings that happen on stage.
Beatings?
Yes, I get to kick and hit some people, and of course it's not real. So in other words, yeah, we're working on our timing on that, and actually one time when we were practicing, I kind of accidentally really kicked somebody, so he said it didn't hurt, so that's good.
I have not seen her till this time.
Villain, thou liest! Thou just told me the very words on the marks!
I never spake with her in all my life!
Then how does she call us by our names?
With all the puns and mistaken identity, it's easy to see why critics don't take the play very seriously.
We have to think about Shakespeare in the context that he was writing for the masses. So where if Macbeth is your art film, this is going to be Bridesmaids.
That's Anne Lape, who plays the role of Amelia the Abbess.
This is my first time on stage in 20 years. What I've been doing is making children write papers about Shakespeare up until this point.
She says the physical comedy in the play is so simple, it can make anyone laugh, even the kids.
You could bring kids who were 5 or 6 years old, and they would find as much to laugh at in this show as an adult who understands all of the jokes, and it's in such a time frame that nobody is going to have a chance to get restless.
The Comedy of Errors will be performed at the Celery Flats Amphitheater in Portage, Thursday through Sunday. This will be the last year the troupe will host Shakespeare at Celery Flats. Volunteers just hope it won't be the last laugh for Shakespeare in the Park.
You are a merry man, sir. Fare thee well.